This is Master Daniel Pacina from Mortal Kombat. You know me as Johnny Cage, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Reptile, Smoke, Mutant, and you're listening to the Game Fix Show. So get over here and get caged.
Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario.
Woohoo! I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix Podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix Show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Crazy!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, GameFixShow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you are not, Facebook.com/GameFixShow.
That's right. There's a couple places to find us. You could actually check our website, GameFixShow.com. On the right-hand corner, top corner there, you can actually see all of our social medias. You can follow us, like us, subscribe us, do whatever you want. We really want you to do one of those. That would be really awesome. On top of that, actually, literally on top of it, or is it on top of it? It might be just underneath it. Whatever. It is our Patreon and is a way to support the show monetarily. And if you have the means to do that, if you do believe in the show as much as we do, and I know there's a few of us out there that do, Verlaine, tell them what they could get if they do support us through our Patreon.
First, you get a shout out. So I want to say a shout out because we haven't done this in a while. Shout out to Jack, Bocephus, Josh, Brett, those four are our most active recent patrons.
Yep.
So there you go. Shout outs to you guys. What patrons are to us are people that, you know, support the show monetarily. Any amount is good. What you see here going on live and our recorded podcast will always be free. Seeing us at events, minus the entry fee, is always going to be free. But when you're a patron and you start upping the ante and getting into our tiers, starting at the $5 tier, you start getting backstage access to things, audio that we don't release of celebrity interviews, the stuff we talk about before. We have a little audio project going on. When we do conventions again, if it ever starts, we give out major discounts to those. When you see us live, we give you stuff. Literally, we give you stuff. We give you discounts. We give you free items, all that, random giveaways. And then we give you shout outs. And then once you hit the top tier, you start giving us the orders. You start being able to challenge us to things, asking us to talk about things. You want our opinions on something, you could submit those. Those are limited spots that are almost filled. But just go to patreon.com/GameFixShow or go to GameFixShow.com. See the little animated GIF. Click it and, you know, do what you want. Everything is appreciated and it's all given back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So please do that. We really do appreciate it. Okay. Now, as far as the show goes, there's a lot going on. Obviously, we just embarked on the next gen of consoles, systems in our world. And there's a lot to talk about. Also, AEW finally came out with what they're doing in the future as far as video gaming. Stadia has given everything away. It's giving everything away. People are up in arms about a little alien creature eating fake alien eggs that we need to get into when it comes to the Mandalorian at the end of the show. So, yeah, we will talk episode 3. Is it 3 now? Yeah, episode 3, season 2 of the Mandalorian. But we call it the Mandalorian because we're fans. That's really what it is. So. Okay, that's enough wasting time. We got to talk about what we've been playing. But before we do that, I have to introduce a special guest to the show. His name, what is his name? It is Tom. And I think that was apropos, and that needs to happen. So Tom Jenkins on the show. He is the leader. He is the president. He is the CEO. The chairman of the board, I believe he even mentioned before we started, of the Cleveland Gaming Classic, which actually is happening this weekend, November 21st to the 22nd, that's Saturday and Sunday. All proceeds to this event go directly benefit to the United Cerebral Palsy of Greater Cleveland, and we couldn't be any more happier to have Tom on the show. So Tom, welcome to the show, and yeah, that's it. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys. Thanks for having me on. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Now,
his camera's frozen.
Oh, his camera's frozen?
It doesn't matter. We can still hear you.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Some people listen to the audio version, so it really doesn't matter. So, okay, like we got to talk about what we've been playing, but let us know a little. Tell the listeners a little bit what they can expect this event, this virtual event this weekend coming up.
Yeah, so Cleveland Gaming Classic, as you know, you guys know, obviously with everything going on with COVID-19 right now, we usually have an annual event. This year, our event is not happening in person, but we decided to take it online. And we actually probably have more going on than ever, arguably, because we can do more online. So the short is, we've got a show. It's happening this weekend. We're going to be streaming it from our page, Cleveland Gaming Classic, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So check that out. As you said, too, all the proceeds go to United Cerebral Palsy of Greater Cleveland. We're actually giving away about, it's over, I did the math, it's about $2,200 in prizes.
Wow.
Too. We're giving away. So
that includes, that includes an arcade one-up cabinet, right?
Yeah, the grand prizes. That's, we're actually giving away an arcade one-up cabinet, and you also don't have to just be here, you know, in the Cleveland area. We're going to ship that out to you. So an arcade one-up cabinet up to $400. You pick the cabinet, we ship it to your house. That's our grand prize.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, sweet.
Good, yeah, good. Totally. I think our listeners will be pretty excited to see that. I hope. I mean, I know a few people are going to be like really excited about this. So on top of that, well, apparently there is a podcast that is doing a panel on Saturday the 21st at 5 o'clock, and that would be our podcast. So we are joining you guys 5 o'clock, right? 5 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Yeah, I hope
time.
So. I don't know. You tell me. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
that sounds right.
At least that's what it says on your schedule.
Yeah, we've got tons of people lined up. If you guys saw the High Score documentary on Netflix, we got the producers from that coming. We've got Johnny Cage going to be there. We've got Steve Wiebe. I mean, we can talk about this stuff for hours, yeah. But we got a lot of people coming on and going to be part of the show virtually, and especially you guys.
Yeah, no, hey, we really appreciate it. We're honored to be on there for sure. I mean, when you asked us to be a part of it, there was no, we were going to say yes. Of course, we were going to say yes.
Cool.
But yeah, you love said it. You have Daniel Pacina on there. We also interviewed Nomad a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to be on actually gaming. On your stream. That's awesome. So
yeah
it's gonna be a fun event.
Perfect fit. So.
yeah so okay, so we'll get into a little bit more of that too, so let's
sure.
not to get too much. I want to just kind of wet their whistle, if you will.
That's what they call a tease.
Tease. Yeah so okay, but we got to start the show like we normally do, and we got to talk about what we've been gaming this week. And since you're the guest, why don't you start us off, Tom? What have you been gaming this week?
Two things. Mm-hmm. Number one is I did tell you before we had the show that I bought an Xbox Series X, right? I think I've played it for maybe 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
I haven't had a lot of time to play. I downloaded the Game Pass, played Alien Isolation for 10 minutes. I was like, forget this. It was terrible. So I went back, honestly, to my PS4, and I'm playing Apex Season 7 right now and loving it. So. Okay. Love Apex. Been a huge Apex fan
every
from the beginning.
I see you on, and you're always playing that game.
I love Apex. I'm trying to get back to Verlaine Diamond.
If you could hear Verlaine's, he's very, very disappointed, I think.
Sorry, Verlaine.
Well, no, I'm not disappointed. It's very odd.
Why is it
odd? I love it. I love that game. I don't know what about it. I just love it.
Okay. No, that's cool. That's cool. I want to see how good you are, so maybe I will download it and we'll play together. How about that?
Yeah, I would be glad to squad up. Okay. Love it. Diamond, I think, in season 3 and 4, and I haven't been able to get back since.
Oh, crap. Okay, well, then you'll definitely be better than I am, but that's okay. I guess that's what gaming's all about. So,
yeah,
what else? Anything else? Anything retro? Because I know you're big into retro.
So, funny story. I have a 6-year-old and a soon-to-be 3-year-old. His birthday's actually on Friday, which... is also the weekend of our show, so you can have that conversation with my wife that I've already had multiple times. But so my 6-year-old has just started playing the Switch independently. It's kind of one of those things, you know, you pick it up. So we were actually playing Super Mario Brothers last night and getting pretty far. So I was playing Mario last night, and it's a huge accomplishment for us too. So that was a cool proud dad moment. So that's what I was playing yesterday.
Awesome.
And yeah, so I'd say that's it.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, cool. Verlaine, what have you been playing this week?
All right, so before that, I did promise one more person that I'd say something. He's a new listener. He's been listening since like 2 weeks ago, I mentioned our podcast. He's listened to every one.
Okay.
So Jesse, thank you. And he has been playing Valhalla and he loves the game. The interesting thing, you know how the last one I got lost, like kind of swayed away from when they started adding mythical creatures and weird stuff that wasn't like historic.
Right, right.
Well, this one has Excalibur as a weapon. And one of the main, like, I think it's one of like the end game weapons that you get is Thor's hammer.
Oh, that's cool. Mjolnir.
Yeah. Very nice. So, but you have to put it all together. So that's what he's been playing. So I told him I would give him a shout out because he has been listening. He went from listening recorded to live.
Oh, that's awesome. So there you
go.
Well, welcome.
I don't know if he's listening now, but there you go.
Welcome, Jesse. We really appreciate it. I know that our producer James has been playing Valhalla as well, and he swears by it. So, okay, all right, that's two that I've heard. Okay, I've heard nice. More than just two, but go ahead.
All right, so I've been playing the Avengers. I like the game. It's the Avengers, and no matter how bad the news seems, like dude, and you know what? I gotta say something, man. You can, if you have a PlayStation 5, because I was saying, like, I had a couple friends who were waiting for the PlayStation 5 version and they even said it was delayed, but you can play the game now. You can play the PlayStation 4 version.
Yeah.
So that's odd to me. Why even make it backwards compatible if you're also making like a version 4 PlayStation 5?
Yeah. I mean, I've already downloaded it and I've been playing it. So there you have it.
Yeah, like I still like the game. It does, yes, get repetitive, but it's the Avengers, dude. Yeah. Like I don't care. Like I'm down for it. Like I'll play games and, you know, just to fight. I don't even care. We both have been playing two games we both tried out. We'll talk about Rogue Company.
Rogue Company. It's a free game that I kind of stumbled on. Well, I want to say stumbled on, but like I've been kind of watching other people play it and I really wanted to try it and we actually gave it a go. What did you think?
I mean, it's heavily taken from Counter-Strike, like totally. Like you start the match, you buy, you know, you have a certain amount of money, you upgrade or buy a weapon, and then you go through the match earning money every match, and every match you get to start out with something bigger and better and add abilities to that.
Okay.
I mean, it's a cool, like, quick little sporty, you know, let's just jump in, do a couple rounds kind of game. Like Counter-Strike, I love Counter-Strike, but, like, I think it's just too much like Counter-Strike. I'm past that. Like, it still feels too simple. Like, it has a bunch of characters, and each of them are different, but the differences are kind of mundane. Like, one dude, his ult is he just puts down a barricade, like, you know, the deployable cover. That's his ult. No one else does it. Awesome. Bravo. But then you go to like my character that I was maining for the time I was playing, and his was that he throws down barbed wire that just slows guys down.
Right. It's like,
huge game changing ults. They seem really stupid. And then if you get enough money, you buy your grenade, which is also going to be different than other people's, but it doesn't matter. Like, okay, you could throw down a smoke screen, like, you could do it one time in the match. And you know what I'm saying? It's not, I don't think that kind of, I don't know, man, it just doesn't seem to work for me. But I do think, because the game is on the Nintendo Switch, if I had a Nintendo Switch, this would be a game I'm playing all the time.
I have it on the Switch and I do play it.
Yeah.
Often.
I think for a portable game that you could just jump in, do a couple rounds, jump out, like the old school first person shooters, like absolutely. It's cool. But I don't know. I look for more in my gaming now, in my games, and it just seems too simple right now for me.
In your wise,
the game was, huh?
In your wise age, that's what you're saying.
Not that I'm like super good at it. I was just, you know, like I want more than just shoot. It really just came down to shooting guys. It just came down to shooting. Dude, I was mowing dudes out with my pistol. I didn't even need to get any other weapon. And to me, that's like Halo, which I am away from.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't know.
What else?
And then the big one, Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Yes.
So before I get into that, you want to go down your list, because I know you're going to finish with it.
You know, I'll just run down. I don't want to let just Tom sit there and be like, what am I doing? No. So I've actually played a few games. Just because I wanted to see what it looked like on the PlayStation 5. Obviously, Spider-Man Miles Morales is one. I re-downloaded God of War. I wanted to see what that looked like at 60 frames. It looks awesome. I downloaded Marvel's Avengers. That looks awesome. Although, I don't think that's 60 frames yet. So, but that's okay. It's still just as good as it was on the PlayStation 4. And then, what else? Oh, I downloaded the Uncharted game with the two females, and I can't remember off the top of my head what it's called. Oh no! But I'm excited.
Lost Legacy.
That's it. Lost Legacy. Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited to actually go through that on the new console. So, but yeah, dude. There's a lot of games that I got to this week, and I was pretty excited to get to that. So okay, let's talk about Miles Morales. Have you, Tom, you've seen gameplay, I'm guessing. I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I played the one before that, whatever the previous one was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that game.
It's so good. And let me tell you, Tom, it's just as good as the last one, if not better. There's obviously different things you could do as Miles Morales. You know, he has the ability of, like, electricity, and he can disappear. So, like, which is totally useful when you're trying to take out a bunch of guys. You could just disappear and then run away and they don't even know where you are. So Verlay, what did you think about it? What's oh yeah, but you haven't gotten that ability yet, right? Yeah, you have to get the ability, right?
Cool. So I can see how people would say that it could have been like quote unquote DLC, but it's not. Obviously it's a huge game. It's a direct sequel, like in the purest forms, like right when they ended the first one, they started immediately working on this one. The game starts off with a recap. Of course, it's only recapping the Miles parts that are in the first game.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then the last game ends with Miles finding his powers. And then you're like, and you wanted to be Miles and now you get to, and it's the same city. First thing I did was go to the Avengers Tower.
I know.
Just wanted to see if he would say something. He didn't say anything.
Okay.
But whatever.
What do you mean by say something? I mean, like about the tower?
Like
about the...
In the first game, yeah, in the first game, when you're Spidey, he'll say something like, geez, I wish the Avengers were in town. They can help me out. Or, you know, gee, I wish I was part of the Avengers. Whatever he would say. Like when you get in the vicinity or on top of the building, he'll talk and make like a side quip. And Miles doesn't. I'm game. Like I love the story. I want to know where it goes. The gameplay, I'm glad that they kept some of the moves that you would expect to already have, like charging up your jump with the R button and then releasing to go real high. Some of the moves, just grabbing a dude, you didn't have to level up to do those things from the first game. You can just automatically do them.
Well, you know, I think the difference is that when we started with Spider-Man, he was already pretty experienced as Spider-Man. Miles Morales, he has like no experience. He's still learning. No. So I think that's
the difference. I'm saying it's the opposite way. Like in Spider-Man, the first game, we had to level Spider-Man up to do things like grab a dude and throw him when he's webbed up. In this game, those moves that we already leveled up with kind of carried over in a sense where we don't have to learn them again. We don't have to learn how to do a smash punch to the ground.
It's like Peter almost taught him how to do those. Yeah. Okay.
I like how the gadgets are different. I was really dreading the fact that we would get the same kind of gadgets. And I love the mod. So you know how you get the Into the Spider-Verse costume, right?
Yeah.
You have to apply the mod to get that flickery effect.
Yeah. So if you've seen Spider-Man, Tom, have you seen the Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Love it.
Well, yeah, there's a skin that Verlaine just talked about. Obviously it's the skin from the movie. But not only that, it actually feels like the movie. So like when you're swinging around, you actually have it kind of stutters like the cartoon does. It's pretty cool. I gotta admit though, I was as I was playing like that, I got almost a little annoyed with it, because like I just got a PlayStation 5 and I'm playing at 60 frames per second, and he's play it like everything else is 60 frames except for him, he's 30 frames. So I was like, I quickly kind of turned it off because I was like, ah, I don't need that. It's cool. I get it, but I just don't need it. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, I haven't really played too much. I did a couple of the fighting rounds. I've completed, I think I might be on chapter 3 or I just did stuff for my uncle.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's it. Yeah. The first stuff for with the trains.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Good, good, good.
We so, don't give I mean, too much I like it. Yeah. I'm down. I'm definitely still going to switch between it and the Avengers because right now, like, they're seamless.
Yeah. It's good
to me. Like it's a good transition going back and forth is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we've been playing. If you guys have whatever you've been playing, let us know either in the chat room or on our Twitter account. We'd love to know. Real quick, before we get back into what Tom you're doing this weekend, the retro reboot this weekend. And I think Tom might actually be excited for it, or maybe he'll be like, oh, that game sucks. And that's fine too. But Mike will be actually, reviewing Spider-Man and the X-Men in Arcade's Revenge for the Super Nintendo.
Ooh, that game's so hard.
And that's what he says, yeah, it's pretty annoying. He's like, good music though. That's really what he said to me. And I was like, all right, yeah, that's about right.
Once you would free the heroes, man, you just like, you don't even want to be them because you know they're going to die.
You're like, no, don't die. Yeah. All right, that's cool. Okay, let's, real quick, well, not real quick, it doesn't have to be real fast. Let's get into exactly what is happening this weekend. Tom, take us through it because this is kind of your baby. This is your vision, right? This is like everything you've always wanted as a gamer, but you're in charge and right. I mean, at least that's what it feels like.
Yeah. Everything I apologize. My video is not working, but everything that's helped me go bald over the last 3 to 4 years really is what it comes down to.
Try it again if you want.
No, you're fine. It's showing here. I don't know why it's not coming up.
Yeah, I could see it on my end, but for some reason, Verlaine's not seeing it.
I just see the Cleveland. Everybody else sees Cleveland. It's all good. Gaming it's
classic. All good. Oh, you're all good. All good. Yeah, no, I mean, so I think you guys had me on, what, 2 or 3 years ago when we were just, you know, this whole thing started as just doing Tecmo Super Bowl.
Tecmo Cleveland, right?
Tecmo Cleveland. Yeah. And then we were Tecmo Jam Cleveland. And then last year we turned into Cleveland Gaming Classic because we just added so much content and we had so much planned for this year too.
And then I was like, hey, should I be like Tom from what? And you guys were like, what do you mean? Why wouldn't it be Cleveland Gaming?
Oh yeah. Like you can't, Steve,
every year Tom is from somewhere else.
Tom changes the name of something every year. Great. Wonderful. Well, I have it on a shirt this year that you can't see on the stream. So it's official now.
That's good. I think this is where you're going to be for a little while at least. Right.
Yeah. I think we've settled in on the name. That was the idea. That's good. So yeah, we've had it officially now for 2 years. So
yeah, there you go. Well, for everybody, it's gamecleveland.com. So that's the easiest way to check it out and look at it. If there was one show apart from Game Fix that everyone needs to see, what is it? Like which part of the show people need to tune into? Apart from all of it, of course, but yeah.
Yes, I mean, we're doing, so it's this Saturday and Sunday, November 21st and 2nd. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, like I said, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, all the good stuff. So you can follow us there. The full schedule we have on the website, stuff that I'm probably most excited about. Honestly, I'm really excited about, it's Franz Castrell and Melissa Wood. They're the executive producer that, High Score docuseries from Netflix. Yeah. I'm really excited to have them on because I think that's interesting and it's timely. I'm sure you guys saw it. Did you guys see that docuseries?
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen it yet, but I know all about it. So we'll get on it.
Yeah. I mean, that was trending on Netflix for easily over a month on the homepage top 10. So I'm really excited to talk to them. That's Saturday morning. I think they're actually one of our first guests. Other things I'm excited about too, we actually went down to United Cerebral Palsy of Greater Cleveland. We masked up. We went down there as a crew, all wearing masks and PPE and everything. And we met with, so I also sit on the board of directors for United Cerebral Palsy. I've actually been working with them for about 4 years, so I'm really passionate about it. But we went down there and we interviewed staff and talked to them about what they're obviously going through right now and challenges. But we also had some fun. We had them play games. So we recorded some segments and then we're going to do live commentary to them playing Mario Kart and Street Fighter. So that'd be kind of fun.
That's cool.
And it's also a way to kind of say thanks to, you know, to them for all the work that they're doing.
For sure.
Other than that, tons of stuff. We've got Josh Swee, Insert Coin documentary. He used to work at Midway Games. He'll be on. Steve Wiebe, I mean, from King of Kong, he's going to be there. Brett Weiss. He's a known author, say an historian in the video game community. We've got Daniel Piscina, Rich DeVizio. So if you go to our website, you'll see the full schedule. We have tons of stuff going on, but then we also have times where we're just playing games and hanging out. So
nice.
It'd be really cool.
Nice. Well, we will, our guest appearance, if you will be at 5 PM on Saturday. So the 21st, where we will be giving an hour, panel. It'll be me, Verlaine, obviously, and Mike. The reason why we have Mike on is he is our retro guy. So he's all about like retro gaming. He knows, oh my God, you and Mike actually need to have a conversation, I think. Cause like, He's so versed in retro games, and I know you are as well. So there would be some kind of conversation that I'd love to listen to.
Oh yeah, we'll be here.
Yeah, yeah. So what? And just give you an idea what we're going to actually be doing. We're going to get some old video game commercials that have, you know, aired since the 80s, pretty much. We're going to play them on the Zoom feed, and we're going to talk about all these commercials. So. We want you guys to kind of be there and see what it's all about. There's going to be some commercials that you guys probably remember, right? Like, what's the Nintendo, the Smash Brothers commercial with the me and you and me, no matter how we cost the die, with that song playing. And they're like, and then they just start beating up each other.
Yeah. That's one where in the cost, they're in like the, the costumes, right?
Yeah, they're out like in a field somewhere. Yeah, they just like beat the crap out of each other. Right? Yeah. So like, you know, so something like that. So we'll talk about stuff, maybe some stuff that you remember back in the day, whatever it was. But and we'll probably end up, what we'll do is we're going to go through some commercials from the beginning of time to kind of today. Obviously, it won't be too many from today, but you'll just kind of get an idea of like where they've been and where they are. So a little bit of a history, I guess, of video game commercials.
It's
all
fun to look at.
I know, right?
It's even more fun to try to get them rendering correct today. Because yeah. You look at the video quality, you're like, oh my gosh, how are we going to use this?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll warn everybody that some of them will be like VHS quality.
They will be.
It is
like
what it is.
480p.
Yeah, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, it's funny though.
Yeah, anything else you want to talk about?
No, I mean...
Talk about Mandalorian. What do you want to talk about?
It's for a great cause, like I said. And we have a ton of stuff that we're giving away. Like I said, we've got over $2,000 in prizes. So whether you're local in Cleveland or anything, and all you have to do to win is donate. You can donate as little as $10. Our goal is to raise $10,000 for United Cerebral Palsy. So you donate $10, you could end up walking away with an arcade one-up cabinet. So we're trying to raise awareness to the cause. We're trying to have a little fun. We're trying to raise, obviously, funds for an awesome charity here locally. And just tune in. Check out the website, gamecleveland.com. Yeah, that's it.
That's
Thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate your time. I know you got some stuff to do, so get ready. And we're looking forward to this weekend. And we'll definitely post all the links on our social medias, too, so people can kind of go to there and click so they know where to find you.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us, man.
We'll see you then.
See
later.
You, man. See you, man.
Wait.
Oh, man. I love talking to Tom. He's a good dude. Good dude. Okay. So please, everyone, check that out. GameCleveland.com this weekend, November 21st through the 22nd. All the proceeds benefit United Cerebral Palsy of Greater Cleveland. So it's a great cause. Please jump in on that. Even if you don't win anything, you'll still feel good about donating. So do that. So, okay. Let's get into it. There is a lot going on. The PlayStation 5, well, it was released, and so was the Xbox Series X. But let's start with the PlayStation 5. I own it, and so far I've had a lot of fun. I've had a few times where the system has froze on me, and it's froze during Miles Morales, so that doesn't bode well. Although I'm not too worried about it. One time it froze, but then it like caught up with itself and like unfroze, and it was like all good. But so far I've loved every second of it. Man, that thing is a beast, Verlaine. That thing is huge. Yeah. I need you to see this console, and you'll be like, holy crap! Like, it's so big, but it's cool. It still fits in my little cubby hole though. next to my TV. So I'm glad of that. So, although I know a lot of people out there has have a lot of problems buying the PlayStation 5. And unfortunately, a lot has to do with resellers out there using bots to try to snatch up all these PlayStations and then sell them for a premium. I'm pretty much over that, right? Like, we as a community need to like stop doing that. What do you think, Verlaine? I mean, like, I know you can't, but it's just like it's a terrible thing that we're going through because like. I just want to play video games with other people. And unfortunately some other people will have to pay $900, $1,000 to play this console. Although if you wait long enough, it'll be restocked, but not today. That's for sure.
So I think, all right, look, it's just like the hackers. You're not going to get rid of these no. bots because they're needed for the business owners who are using them.
Yeah.
But I think like, if you really think about it, and this isn't trying to diss the next gen, but for the same reason I wasn't like jumping on board, like there really isn't too much right now, you know, in terms of games giving you a reason to buy the console, nothing exclusive right now that's worth it. And I think that could be something they do on purpose, knowing how it is with tons of items in general that are just released. You do it this way. Okay, so the scalpers get them and they're selling them for stupid amounts of money. Yeah. Sony got their money. These guys are holding on to product. Now, maybe we have to be smart enough not to buy it, but either way, I don't think we're even going to see system buying games until they're available again, until the systems are available again. Like once they release them again is when we'll start seeing the main games that we want to see. And I mean, that's one way that they could, I guess, combat this.
Sure. I don't know. It's just, yeah, I mean, people just take advantage of it and it just kind of makes it unfun for everybody. But yeah.
Well, either way, right off the bat, we're able to play. So that's something smart Sony did.
What do you mean?
Cross console. You're able to download the Avengers.
That's good.
We're
yeah.
still able to play.
We're still able to play. We're still able to join each other in like you know, the chat rooms and all that. So that's good. Yeah, I mean, I think the weird part about it is, you know, because like I'm playing at a higher like rate than you are, as far as like it's not that different, let me tell you. There is a difference, I'll tell you, but like when you, in the whole grand scheme of things, it's still the same like gameplay and it still feels like a video game, which is good, because at the same time I'm like kind of dreading the point where it stops feeling like a video game. Like I like that feeling.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to like get too good. I think like where we're at is like, we need to stop. It's good. Stop. But they never will. And I know that's the fact, but it's okay. Yeah.
Eventually you'll have to go to VR to get good.
Yeah, that's true. Oh man. Yeah. When they announce VR or PSVR 2 or whatever they're going to call it, who knows? Well, yeah. I just want to go play it now. You know what? I'm done. The show's over. Let's go. I'm just kidding.
So what?
Yeah.
What are some features that, like, you know?
You know what? Let me tell you a feature
really
that
stand out to you.
Let me tell you a feature that I don't really like. How about that? We'll start with that. You know, on the PlayStation 4, how you can hold down the button and then you can, and it'll bring up a prompt to turn off the system. Like hold down the PlayStation button. You can't do that in the PlayStation 5. It's okay. It's a first world problem. I totally get it, but it's a little annoying because like I'll hold it down and I actually have to scroll to all the way to the right where the power thing is, click on it, then scroll down to where it says turn off the PlayStation 5 and then turn it off. So I know it's stupid and it's such a first world problem, but that's a big thing where I'm like, okay, this is annoying. I think the best part of this whole console the whole system, excuse me, I keep messing that up, is the controller itself. You know, I showed you guys last week what the controller looked like on the show. I finally got a chance to actually like play with it, right? And yeah, man, this controller, I've never played a video game with a controller just like this. It actually gives you resistance when you push down buttons. So especially like R1 or R2 and L2. Like if there's something that you need to do in a game that consists of R2 or L2, and let's say it's like a slot machine and you're pulling down like the arm to make the slot machine go, it'll actually give you resistance pulling it down. It feels like it's like hard to push. I've felt it in the new Miles Morales game. See, and that's where you don't get that little effect when you thwip your web. It's real small, but there's a little bit of resistance when you thwip it. It's just enough to feel it. And like it's amazing. The controller itself is next level. Everything about that controller is so sexy. That's all I have to say. And it's so comfortable in your hand. It really is one of the most comfortable controllers I've ever held. Yeah, nice. Yeah. And I'm excited to keep going for sure. Is there anything that you want to know about the PlayStation? I'm sure you might have questions.
I mean, the main things is backwards compatibility. Yeah. And is that for like every game or some games?
So far, every game that I have for the PlayStation 5 that I've downloaded has worked.
So like for the PlayStation 4.
Right. It has worked
on the PlayStation 5. Yeah.
And I think a lot of like the older games are within the PlayStation Now, realm of games. So you have to have the that extra subscription, monthly subscription to play those games. There's a couple of games that I saw that were on PlayStation 3 in PlayStation Now that it's a little disappointing that I can't even play those games unless I have PlayStation Now. Like, I wish I could just buy those games, but I can't. Whatever. But that's how they get you. That's how I understand. It makes sense. But all in all, the system is sweet. I'm yet to put a disc in.
You need to yeah. try that
yeah.
PlayStation 5 app on the PlayStation 4.
Oh yeah, where you play it I want to see what that's about.
See if it's good quality, like how awesome it is, like what if there's a point to it.
Yeah, well, like what's the point?
All wrong.
I right now my PlayStation 4 is taken down and put in another little storage space. Not even hooked up right now. So, there's no reason for me to hook it up right now because like I have a PlayStation 5 that plays all the games that I played on the PlayStation 4. So like, what's the difference? You can play VR on PlayStation 5. I'm just waiting for the little hookup. Mm-hmm. Once I get it, I could play it. I know Jack, he got his, so he's going to be playing VR on the PlayStation 5. So it's going to happen. Nice. It's cool. I don't play VR as much as you do. Keep that in mind. You play way more than I do. And yeah, what are you going to do? So, okay. I'm done talking about. We don't have numbers as far as release of PlayStation 5. What we do know is that we will get those numbers when they do the first quarter report. But what we do have is an estimated number for Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S sold. They're saying an estimate of 1.2 to 1.4 million units were sold on launch day. I would imagine 800,000 of those were bots that picked them.
But like, how do they not
release more?
How do they not have numbers? PlayStation,
well,
Sony.
No, they have numbers. They're just not going to tell us yet. That's all.
So, okay. So then let's go to Xbox. How are they estimating numbers? They made X amount of systems.
Yeah.
And they're sold out. So let's just assume that the number of systems sold is the number of system they fucking made.
Yeah.
And there we have the numbers.
That's fair. Yeah, I would have to say yes to that.
Yeah, man.
I would agree with that. It's weird. Yeah, I know. It's I don't know. Did Xbox outsell PlayStation? Well, we won't know that until PlayStation releases their number. I would say no to that. I think more people bought the PlayStation than they did the Xbox, although I could be wrong. But that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be hard anyways. You would want to wait because this number could, like, even with 1,800,000 of those, yeah, went to bots. Yeah. So that's not really selling to anyone because they still have yet to sell those copies,
right,
those systems. So they can say yes, but technically those things are still sitting in someone's store.
Right. Weird. Weird.
They know this happened, so I know they have. They just, you know, I don't know why they don't make enough to just.
just sell more.
They're gonna sell.
Yeah, just sell more, man. What are you gonna do? It's like I don't like. What's the difference to selling them now and selling them later? What's the difference? There isn't. Just sell them. Sell. Make 10 million. And they will sell out. You know what I mean? I don't know. 5 million. Let's go. Half of that. 5 million. They'll sell out. People will buy them.
Absolutely.
Ugh. Or they did make them and they just didn't release them, which doesn't make any sense. Oy. Well, I do know as far as the Xbox Series X console, they're suffering some weird things. Obviously, the smoke thing that's happening on the top of the Xbox, it turns out that was fake. Let me preface you saw the video with the amount of smoke. It was like one that was like billowing out of the top, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, that was fake. Whoever did that, all they did was took their vape and blew it in there and then took a video of it. although I say that, but there are some videos of legit consoles smoking. Not to that extreme, but it is happening. Not only that is it happening, but a couple of things. Apparently there are a lot of issues with the disk drive where you go to put a disk in and it won't suck it in. You know, the new consoles where you go to put a disk in and it like triggers something. It actually kind of sucks it in. Yeah. It won't suck it in. I guess a lot of people are having that problem. I would imagine that some kind of update. I don't know. How would you update that? How would you fix that?
That's a physical problem. The smoking, I wouldn't even worry about because the same amount of people that would happen to are the same people that would put the console in an enclosed area.
Yeah.
Like, they've done testing. They don't sit there and just not keep these things on. They even addressed overheating that we heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation had an overheating problem. They're not going to put it out knowing they have an overheating problem because that is a crime. So it's fixed. So it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
There was
a report of a PlayStation 5 overheating, but then we found out that it was in a, Best Buy in a enclosed plastic case. So of course that makes sense.
Like, you know, there's so many people out there that are also just nowadays, like so many that are out to just screw people over and just make a bad name for no reason. Just trolling in that degree that, dude, this can all just be people doing that exact thing. Like, 'cause even a situation like the disc not going in, you mean to tell me that they're past three consoles perfectly worked and then this one doesn't, and they put it out? The main thing about the disc full version that they charge more money on doesn't work. Like, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Right? Oy, I don't even know. I mean, even Xbox, as far as the smoking goes, Xbox even put out a tweet and says, I'm going to read exactly what they tweeted. "We can't believe we have to say this. Please do not blow vape smoke into your Xbox Series X." but you have to say it because people are stupid and and first of all, I don't understand the point of that, just to get the video so everyone goes, "Oh." Like, why?
Like,
though?
They're going to be like, "Hey man, are you the guy that made that video with the Xbox?"
"Oh, yeah, that's totally cool.
Awesome.
Oh, dude, I totally subscribe to you."
No one knows your name.
Yeah.
You didn't make any money off it.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why trolling is like fun. I mean, I guess to some people it is, but like when something like that, when you, knowingly that you'll go unnamed, that no one cares who you are, like, I don't know. It's just stupid. It's so dumb. Although the video did make a lot of headlines, so I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yikes. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. Are you still on the I'm going to wait for the Xbox Series X until they work out all these problems?
Well, yeah, I have no choice. Yeah. But yeah, I'm definitely waiting. It's not. Yeah. I'm in no rush. Shit, if PlayStation announces VR before, you know, and
you might have to jump on it
before I can get Xbox.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now, like, I mean, even with Xbox, I can't think of anything. If I had a new Xbox sitting right there, I wouldn't even be excited to go open it because there's nothing I can think of doing with it. Like no game I can think of playing with it.
Except for it does look pretty good. It looks pretty sweet.
It would sit there and I'd be like, hey, look, I have the new Xbox. But I'm still playing the Xbox One because I don't want to reset up this whole machine with all the stuff I already own. That's redundant and stupid.
Yeah, there really isn't any games for the Xbox that makes you go, oh yeah, I gotta play that, right? I don't know, for PlayStation it's Miles, but you could play it on the 4, so yeah, I understand what you're saying. I get it. There are some warnings though, however, as far as the PlayStation 5 goes. And actually, it's funny, Mike actually wrote up an article on the website, gamefixshow.com, saying, and it's also one of those things, like, I can't believe I have to say this, don't put your PS5 discs in your PS4. Why would you do that? Apparently, the discs kind of get jammed when that happens, because it's an unrecognizable disc, the system kind of freaks out. Yeah, don't do that. What would that be? It's not backwards compatible. That would be forwards compatible.
Yeah, but they do have an app that pops up that says PlayStation 5 app. So maybe people are like, let's see if it works.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. Oh, God. I would never think that that's a good idea, though. I don't know.
Yeah, no one like that. It's obviously the disc isn't going to work.
No,
in this situation.
Of course not.
That's where the stupidity comes
in. Yeah.
Like, well, then why did we sell you a PlayStation 5, you dolt, if your disc is going to work in the PlayStation 5?
Like, what's the point? Why don't you have an old system already? Like, what are you doing? Oh, whatever. Yeah, I'm just going to buy PlayStation 5 discs and not a new PlayStation 5.
And what if you had no PlayStation 5?
Like, dude, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play my Sega games on my Super Nintendo. That's not how it works. Like, it's just, that's not how it works. Ugh. Well, maybe there is. Is there like a cartridge that flips it? There's an adapter. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, then I stand corrected. In other news, apparently 70% of owners of the Xbox Series X and S have Game Pass. I would say job well done, Xbox.
70%.
70%. I mean, that was the point, right? They wanted you to get that.
Oh, yeah.
70%. That's a big number for something like that, right?
Yep. They're tying it in. They tied it into the gold subscription.
Yep.
So why not? And it's totally like, if you're a gamer, especially now, because now all the new games are just going to be pumping out. Like,
yeah.
They're going to, everything's going to be on Game Pass right now. Like, you're going to have everything new.
I mean, the good thing about PlayStation is if you have PlayStation Plus, there are a bunch of games that they gave you for free.
Yeah.
God of War. Like, there's a good amount of games that you got for free if you have PlayStation Plus. Although PlayStation Now has more games, you know, it's kind of like their version of Game Pass. But Game Pass has 3,594 games spanning four generations. That's a lot of games. Granted, like, you know, a good amount of them are like, why would I ever play that game again? But like,
see, I gotta go look at that then, because I mean, it originally, like, just on the Xbox One, it's only been like 100 and something.
Yeah.
I thought, dude, I'm gonna look at that list now. But see, that's the thing. Once you, with Game Pass, they're gonna stop giving out the games with gold. Cause why? just like they're going to stop the subscription. Like eventually that's all you're going to be subscribed to is Game Pass with gold. Like, yeah. And why wouldn't you? Yeah, that's crazy. Plus you could play the games anywhere. Well, if you have the right phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you really want to do that. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot. That's 70%. Good job, Microsoft. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. But then you have companies like Google Stadia, who were giving free Stadia gaming kits to YouTube Premium subscribers because they can't get anybody to play it. although it's not, that deal is no longer available in the U.S. So,
Dude,
I mean, okay, can we safely say that Google Stadia is pretty much dead at this point, especially with the new consoles that just came out? Like, really? Does anyone think now, like, man, I my friend has the PlayStation 5. My other friend has the Xbox Series S. No, I'm not getting any of those. I'm getting Google Stadia.
Yeah.
Says nobody.
So, I mean, I think their business plan is just wrong. They came out, people don't know enough about what the hell is going on. And then they subscribe to this thing and they get the knickknack you put into whatever. After finding out their phone doesn't work with it, after finding out, you know, maybe their computer doesn't work with it or whatever, you get the shit. And then you find out that the games that you want to stream because your console or your computer can't hold it or whatever, like, you have to buy them first and then stream them. So what the hell's the point? Like, I don't understand. I'm not saving money because now I'm still buying them after, you know, four games. I might as well have bought a console or the system itself. So they would have needed to do something like Game Pass, where it's you pay one price, you get everything free and streamed. So all you need is your goddamn phone. That's it. Mm-hmm. And a controller. But to pay people, like if Game Pass were to do that, they would not have been successful.
No, of course not.
Because look at PlayStation Now. They're like, hey, backwards compatibility, but you have to buy all the games that you already own.
Yeah.
People are like, what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you buy the subscription and then you get all the games, but yeah, I don't know. Google Stadia. What a joke. What a joke. How about Fortnite? Are you into Fortnite?
Yeah.
Well, Fortnite is considering adding monthly subscription. Apparently they're testing the waters to see if this is something, but it could be as high as $18.99 a month. What?
They are targeting a specific person, and it's like malicious.
Yeah, right?
They're targeting the people that spend more than that, first of all. Because look, if you're a fanatic about Fortnite, you're getting the battle pass every time it happens. Mm-hmm. You're buying emotes every month. You're one of these people that spends the money. You're already subscribed. Now, what they want to do is they want to take, and they want to lock you in because look, Fortnite, maybe the numbers are down and nobody knows it. Maybe this Apple thing impacted them.
I think it did. Yeah, no, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, but I really think it has to do with the Apple thing. I do.
So yeah, they want to lock you in a subscription so that when they start losing the numbers, they don't, because then you can't get out of it or you forget to cancel.
Right.
Or whatever it is, it's no good. And they're deliberately targeting the people that have the money that are going to forget about the subscription or are going to be like, hey, 3 months later, I'm done. All my friends are playing Minecraft again and I'm still stuck in this stupid subscription, whatever. And then they're not going to remember that they're still, you know what I'm saying?
It's
just malicious to do something like that.
Especially with like kids, something that kids play. And like a lot of kids do play the game.
Yeah, let them willingly do it. But to make them subscribe eventually at one point, it's going to be you forcing them because at some point they're going to not want to pay for that certain thing.
That's crazy. Why would
I don't even know how that would work because people are like, well, Yeah, I don't know, man, because, yeah, I'll buy the battle pass I bought one time for Call of Duty.
Right.
If that ran out, I might buy it again. But if they were like, you too bad, you have to, like, that's different.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, well, included what they're talking about is it'll be battle pass, of course. An outfit pack that subscribers get first and then will be sold in the shop later that includes a character outfit with an additional style, back bling and a pickaxe. And on top of that, 1,000 V-Bucks each month. But
nothing's exclusive, though. That's the even.
And then, but then they asked, well, would you be if okay? So one number they threw out was $15.99. And then another number they threw out was $18.99. Why would anyone say yes to $18.99 if you threw out
$15.99? Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know, man. Fortnite. I feel like Fortnite is Fortnite has hit its peak, and it's never going to hit that ever again. It's just not. And even with a monthly subscription, I feel like it's going to make it even dip down even lower. Because then the people that play the game because it's free won't play it anymore because they got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Fortnite. I'm done with Fortnite. I've always been done with Fortnite. Remember we used to play Fortnite?
Sorry. It was the only battle royale.
Yeah, that's right. It's almost embarrassing to admit. All right. Well, something else that's kind of embarrassing. So, apparently, Ubisoft Montreal headquarters, there was a swatting that happened on Friday, November 13th. There was a incident where people, well, they called 911 because apparently people, they said that there was somebody going to come in and rob the place or whatever, but they said there was hostage being taken, and it turned out that that wasn't the case. Nothing was even happening. But I actually spoke to Mike about this, and he thinks that it has something to do with what Ubisoft has been kind of doing with their employees, and it's kind of like somebody was like fighting back in a terrible, terrible way, and they totally swatted Ubisoft's like offices. Ugh, what a terrible prank.
Yeah. That's somebody's gotta, someone should definitely go to jail for this.
Right? I don't know if they found it. I haven't heard anybody as far as they reported anyone that actually did it. But yeah, I agree. Someone needs to see the inside of a jail cell because of this, for sure. Well, they tweeted, Ubisoft Montreal tweeted, we want to salute the courage and composure our team showed today. Our focus remains on ensuring their health and well-being. We would also like to thank the SPVM for their quick and professional response, helping to bring the situation under control. We are extremely relieved this was resolved without incident, and we'd like to thank you all for support and kind words. So apparently, most of their staff either locked themselves in their offices or went up to the roof and barricaded themselves on the roof because they thought that like there was something going down and it was just a big hoax. Oh, a bad look. It's a bad look. Not on Ubisoft. It's just a bad look on people in general.
Yeah.
Stupid. Stupid. As far as the website gamefixshow.com, a couple of articles you guys should go check out. Gina posted something that she thought was kind of fun. And yeah, if you're into Pokemon, this is kind of cool. They are releasing Pokemon phone covers for, I'm guessing, the new Apple phones. Yeah. So you can go check out those pictures and where to find them if you really want them. Yeah, so, all right. Anything else you want to cover as far as video games?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So there's this new wrestling game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally, yeah, I have it. And I just didn't do it. Yeah. Yes, thank you. I'm glad you said that. So AEW, All Elite Wrestling, this past week did come up with a a video, a live video of them showing what they had as far as wrestling games. And I gotta say, I'm pretty excited about it. Have you seen the video of
all I watched? Because yeah. All I'm interested in is the actual wrestling game.
Okay,
saw the reveal trailer.
Obviously, what we saw as far as the reveal trailer is very the game isn't nearly done, not even close. But they I don't know, the renderings of the wrestlers look pretty good. Are you excited about this? Is this something that you're going to be looking forward to?
So here's the thing. Yeah. They showed some pivotal things that true fans of the Nintendo 64 versions would appreciate.
Yep.
First of all, they show the graphics aren't made to be real. They almost look, they're purposely like kind of making it look like a little like,
yeah, they're like really muscular,
cell shaded. Yeah. Like, but first of all, they show somebody in the middle of the match running in, which they took out. And that was one of the best things about the Nintendo 64 games.
Yep.
Cause if it was another person, you would never know what side they can go on. Mm-hmm. If it was like your third friend. But then in the same fail swoop, they made that a woman.
Yep.
And she came in and interfered, which shows that they're also doing the mixed gender matches.
Intergender matches, which is sweet.
Because some of the move sets for people like Lita, like, and dude, it's just another challenge almost, because a lot of them just have generic move sets.
Yeah, right.
Either way, dude, those two things shows that this game knows where it's going.
Yep.
And you know what? It's cool because it's made by Yuke's, who they've been affiliated, I mean, from the Nintendo 64 games, but all the way through, even up through, you know, the 2Ks they've been working on up till 19. And then they left, or were, you know, the party broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one task, and that was make a game to rival wrestling. And that's what they did.
It looks awesome. I'm looking very much forward to the AEW, the game. They don't really have a name for it yet, but we'll see. It looks good. I'm pretty excited. When are we going to see this game? 2022?
We'll see it in a year.
You think
they'll probably rush this? Yeah. It's not going to take long. It's because look, they just need to focus like Nintendo on the gameplay. They get the gameplay down. Who cares about the graphics? It doesn't matter what the graphics are.
Just make it good. Make it a wrestling game that we want to play. Well, they didn't stop there. That wasn't the only thing they showed us. A couple of mobile app games that I didn't even expect them to do that, but it totally makes sense. The one is Elite General Manager, so it looks like you get to kind of set matches and stuff like that. Although I would totally use this as far as AEW for like ideas about like upcoming like matches and stuff. Right, like you could totally use that, because if there's so many people that made this match happen, maybe we'll actually make that match happen, you know. Yeah. I don't know, that's the way I kind of look at it, but that looks kind of fun. No release date, but that is the name is AEW Elite GM, or General Manager rather. And then the other game is kind of fun. I don't know, I didn't expect anything like this. Although they have a couple of their, or at least one of their pay-per-view events is called Double or Nothing. So it's kind of a gambling, like casino feel to it. It has like big giant chips, and like, you know, it just has like a feeling to it. But they're making, it's called AEW Casino Double or Nothing, and it is a casino game where you're playing poker or whatever. But instead of money, you actually can win real AEW merchandise. That is a major thing. I think that is awesome. That's exactly what they should be doing. That'll make me want to play that, because I know I'm not going to win money. You can't do that. It's illegal for like an app like that. But no one says it's illegal to like win t-shirts or win figures or win, you know what I mean? Like, dude, I am so excited about that. And when that comes out, I will be playing that for sure. Right. For sure. They said that, you know, the games incorporate AEW music, sounds, videos, even wrestling avatars will be playing at the table with you. So that's cool. I'm very much looking forward to that. I don't know. Yeah. Although the video they did was pretty funny. We had Kenny Omega dressed up as Steve Jobs, and that's how he came out with it. So he had the long sleeve turtleneck with the jeans and the glasses. It was good. It was good. It was a funny event. Yeah. So good things. Good things come from AEW. And I know last year, pretty much, we had that audio from the Chris Van Vliet show saying that there is a video game coming up, but no one really wanted to talk about it. But it was happening. So we knew it was coming. We just didn't know what. So at this point, at least we have a better idea of what to expect. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Now, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. As far as quick note, there's not really much to talk about as far as this goes, but the Mortal Kombat movie, the reboot of Mortal Kombat, currently has no release date, and they're pretty much saying don't expect a trailer soon. I'm fine with that. Obviously, it has to do with the COVID, 19. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But at the same time, like, I don't want to see a piece of junk. You know, I want to see them get it right. Because like the first Mortal Kombat movie, it was pretty good, but it just wasn't the best, right?
Well, the first one was staying true to the first two video or the first video game.
Almost the third one too.
That itself was just it. Back then, the games didn't have a story. Everyone had a backstory, and that's it. So you had to take those and squeeze them into one.
Right. That's true. Although you could listen to my other podcast. Mortal Kombat.
Tell them about it.
Every Tuesday and Thursday is released a new episode, and they're short episodes. They're like 10 to 20 minutes long, and we talk about the Mortal Kombat movie. Each episode represents 1 minute of the movie. So you listen to the first episode, it'll be the first minute of the movie. So, and I think we're about 75 minutes in.
From almost the opening, the there. Opening scene, or like the.
So when you
the
see
logos of the movie
yeah
company.
When you see the logo with the dragon with the fire coming through it, and then right after that is when Shang Tsung has Liu Kang's brother, and that's okay. So it's like half of the intro, then half of that, so that's the first minute. So anyway,
but in general, Mortal Kombat, when it comes to film after those two movies, it was really weird because no one, even Warner Brothers, like no one wanted to touch it.
No.
So they made the first web series, and it was okay. It was kind of like bringing it even more down to earth. Like Baraka was actually this dude with a disease who was into skin modification. And like, then there was Johnny Cage, who was a normal person. Like they were doing things like that and kept it kind of like gritty, but kind of like just like they did with Mario Brothers in the movie. Like they tried to make everyone a human and a different reason. So it was okay. But that one had no sequel. That went nowhere. Then they had this other Mortal Kombat, the one that had Casper Van Dien as Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
That was awesome, like amazing. And that was backed by some like Hollywood people that wanted this movie made, and still no one picked it up and it just left hanging. And this one was crazy because Liu Kang, it's after he wins the tournament or something, and he just goes nuts and he goes around killing everybody. He becomes evil. It was so awesome. And it went nowhere.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're like not giving any news except for there's going to be a movie, like, dude, I take that as a grain of salt, because like you can only get so gory and graphic where the movies won't even let you do that anymore. When's the last time shit like that's even like been around?
Oh, geez. Long time.
So, yeah, like even horror movies these days are PG-13. Like, what the hell is that? So whatever. I mean, it's, they want to target more people. They don't, they're afraid of R ratings. That's probably going to be their biggest hump.
Yep.
Is getting an R rating. And I mean, because it's going to be hard R. I mean, this is going to be something that they might as well shop around like Netflix or a company like that to like just back them.
Well,
make an episodic.
I mean, a lot of people, I think, and you say that because there's that stigma of you don't want it to be rated R because it's like, you know, you're not going to get as many people watching it, whatever it is. But like, we've actually shattered that with with Logan, with Deadpool, with all, right. You know what I mean? So honestly, I don't think that would hurt them as far as a rated R.
Right. But I don't know. Like, even though, so Fox had, you know, they did Deadpool, the rated R superhero, and that was more of a Marvel, not even like sure that would even work. Like, because in general, like, we had Blade was rated R, and yep. That worked, mm-hmm. You know? So, I mean, it's not us. I think it's just the movie companies. Like, even though Deadpool worked, I still think people were on the fence about making the second one.
Yeah.
And they'll probably be on the fence about making the third one. Like, what are we going to do? We're Disney. Like, you know, we have to make a sub company to handle all the rated R stuff.
Right.
So I don't know.
Time to grow up, Disney. Time to grow up. That's what I said.
If it happens, it'll be. I mean, look. They proved that it can work in this animated, that Scorpion animated.
So good, so good.
So they can do something. Like, yeah. They can do something. So
I'm very much looking forward to see what they have. But yeah, I think the only the only recent date that we provided as far as the new was January 15th, 2021. So that's actually pretty soon, but I think that's going to be pushed back. I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. Other than that, another 90s movie that they're trying to work out the kinks is the Spawn reboot. And they're saying they want to make sure they get the story right, which is fine. I think that's good. I feel like this is another one of those movies where you can't just willy-nilly, like, all right, let's just make a Spawn movie, it'll be fine, everyone will like it. But will they, you know? And you know, I think the R rating has another thing as far as this, because this is also pretty bloody and graphic and gory, you know what I mean? So I think with that, the R rating wouldn't hurt them either. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Spawn is like the more time that goes by, the less relevant Spawn is.
Yep.
They already have a story. It's called Spawn. It's
I know, just do that story.
Like,
yeah.
What are you doing? Like, even the movie that they made wasn't like dead on to the comics.
And it was fine. I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad. Yeah. And it had revolutionary graphics, like with this cape. That was pretty sweet.
Which they made out of Jell-O, by the way.
Wow.
They did.
So, it's only hurting it for them not to make the movie, but still, like, I don't even know if nowadays people would even get it. Like, because Spawn is one of those, like, the Crow kind of thing. Like, it's just like, you might as well make a movie just based in hell, like Hellraiser. Back in the day, that was acceptable. That was like, okay, I want you to fuck my mind.
Yeah,
but like nowadays, people want reality. So they're going to see some things and they're like, how, what? Okay, a demon just came out of this couch. Like, whatever. So I don't know. Like, it's just, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Especially this far from
anything. Yeah, I agree with that.
Spawn. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, thankfully, it had a little bit of revival when it comes to Mortal Kombat. Which, by the way, the new Mortal Kombat stuff comes out tomorrow, right? I almost forgot to mention that. I'm glad I remembered.
Oh, yeah.
So the new pack. So we'll get Rambo tomorrow. Sweet. Yeah.
Rambo.
And Rain and what's the other one? What's her face? Yeah. So yeah. So look for that. Okay. Other than that, another movie that apparently it's a second is going to happen. Keanu Reeves says that Constantine 2 is happening. I'm pumped for that. You've seen the first Constantine, right?
When it first came out, hell so yeah. I don't remember.
Like, oh yeah. Okay. No, dude. Like I Yeah, the movie's awesome. I'm definitely looking forward to a second one. If anyone could do it, it's Keanu Reeves. That's all. That's in his wheelhouse.
In the TV show, Constantine.
What do you mean?
He does Constantine. I don't watch either one of them. I mean, like, well, look, Keanu Reeves is way old now. Like,
so
he looks different.
Okay.
So this is Constantine's not supposed to age, is he?
I don't know the answer to that.
Like, I don't know a lot, but I know that he's not.
Well, that's easily done. You could say that he, like, retired from this, but then he has to get back into it. Done. That yeah. That line just solved it. I mean, you know, is it, anything. Oh, you know, you can't breathe in space. Well, thank God they invented that breathing apparatus. You know, it's just like one line will just, like, fix it all. So I'm not too worried about that. What's that?
It's DC. That's what I'm worried about.
That's
it's
fair.
DC.
You think they'll include Superman?
Superman should be in every single one. Even if he's just flying in the sky, that should be a thing. Like, every
gotta put soups in it.
Superman.
You gotta put soups in it. It'll be sweet. What about the backstory? Who cares?
It matters.
Put him in there. It makes no sense. How about this? Suicide Squad cast. They're saying that Sylvester Stallone, Sly Stallone, in a mystery role in the next Suicide Squad. Which one do you think it's going to be? Which role?
Oh, God, I don't even know. DC? I don't know enough about DC.
Speaking of people that are old, I mean, come on. Like, who,
yeah. I don't know who they would...
What did, like, you say? What did you say on the? You mentioned someone. Did you say Robin or something like that when we were talking? Which is so funny, and I would love to see that, like an old Robin, right?
Yo,
hey, yo, I'm Robin. I don't
You're
know.
You're Batman, not you.
There's so many DC superheroes that it could be, right? Like,
there's so many DC superheroes that just are like
stupid.
Paperclip Man,
right?
Like, yeah, electrocutor, yeah. Electrocutee, electrocution.
All right, that's it. We're gonna start a thing where we want Sylvester Stallone to be Paperclip Man.
Wait, it's the Paperclip.
Or it's the Paperclip Man. Whatever. We can change the name. No one cares.
The Trombone Wire.
The Trombone Man, where he just plays the trombone. This is stupid. Oh, man. Let's make a whole movie. We'll make a whole series out of that.
The Tutor.
Where he sits on the sidewalk and he gets change from people.
That's how the villains get their money.
That's it. That's exactly how it works. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what that's about. I don't even know. I did want to mention right before the show, Mike did post an article, and it is it's speculation, pure speculation, but could be a new Sonic game on the horizon. So go check that out, GameFixShow.com. You can read about that. Okay, are you ready for the Fandalorian? Let's do this. Let's Fandalorian it up. Well, before we do that, first of all, I have to say those people that are upset about an imaginary story with an imaginary character eating imaginary eggs, those people that are offended by that can go fuck themselves. Can I just say that? Can we start with that? Because that's ridiculous. The people that are upset about Baby Yoda eating eggs.
Now, you know what this did? This got rid of the people that call him Baby Yoda from watching this show anymore because they're not real fans.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, you wanna think this thing's cute and adorable before it turns into real Yoda? Well, he's gonna start eating things like Yoda.
Eating innocent eggs. Eating them.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
not
okay.
Giving a crap.
Oh, all right.
Of the dying species.
I just wanted to mention that. And those people can shut up. All right. So let's talk about this latest episode. What is your initial thoughts?
My thoughts are Mandalorian.
Okay.
Nice. No, it's a good episode.
Okay. Well, what did you like about it?
I like the Mandalorian.
Really? You're gonna do this?
I like it. No. I don't know. I thought it was a good episode. Like, I think that they're really trying to take and make Boba Fett's story instead of the story that we have, they're trying to make him a real Mandalorian.
Hmm.
Because what we know is, like, oh, Boba Fett's not a real Mandalorian. He, you know, maybe he, like, did whatever, he dishonored the group or whatever the hell it was. He decided not to be one anymore. Now it's turning out that, with the story that we learned from this one and the other Mandalorians that we saw, that could, if they're really the Mandalorians, they could explain a lot, and it could make Boba Fett more of a Mandalorian than we really know of him.
Is it annoying to you? Is it annoying to me that every time he sees somebody in a Mandalorian outfit that shouldn't be wearing a Mandalorian, he gets all butthurt?
Well, that's his creed.
I get it.
Like, he doesn't get butthurt until they take off the helmet, and then he's like, damn it, these aren't real Mandalorians.
Right.
Because it keeps happening to him. Like, he keeps seeing someone in the suit, hoping it's a Mandalorian, then they take off their helmet. It doesn't matter what's underneath. The fact that they did that, like, probably makes him, like, you're dishonored, because he was raised where it's dishonoring the code. Right. Like, so it is weird how they all are. I mean, it's, I don't know what to think, because, yeah, you know, that's what they want. Like, now we're at a point in his life where he was just told he was kind of raised wrong. Like, he was like, let's just say the Mandalorians are Jewish people, and he was raised way Orthodox.
Yeah, like it was the right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it was, and like, everybody else is like, yo, like, we believe those rules, but that's way hardcore. Like, you were being taught, like, you were like sheltered.
The ancient ways or whatever.
Yeah. So like, by the end, they seemed to agree with each other. They went on their little mission. Mm-hmm. Again, he still has his main mission. Well, no, this was it, because now he found the Mandalorians that the egg guy knew about.
Yep.
He destroyed his ship. Completely.
And they kind of fixed it. Do we believe that a ship like that can fly in space?
No, because I was thinking that when they landed, I'm like, okay, so it's just a hull and then something connected to the wings, and they're just like flying around with a rigged, like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But he did.
It's getting ridiculous. I think the ship thing is getting ridiculous. Like, it's becoming like, the X-Men mansion.
Yeah, it just keeps getting destroyed.
It just keeps getting destroyed. Like, why? Stop. Like, I'm just so annoyed by that. Although, like, man, he still is, I wouldn't mess with him at all. Like, that guy, jeez, he's so amazing. But what'd you think about Sasha Banks, the WWE wrestler?
As the Jedi?
Yeah, she only, no, as the Mandalorian, one of the females. She only had like one line. She had,
okay, like, that's, yeah, whatever. I mean, that's fine. She was the one that ate the octopus thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fine. They have, I don't know. They were fine. They're not like any. I didn't believe a lot of what they were like. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the fighting in this one didn't seem very cool, like very well choreographed. And I noticed that when they went on their little rampage, those dudes did most of the killing. He did really was do that grenade thing, but he really was like not killing anyone. So I just don't get it. Like, he's so hardcore about these beliefs of not taking off the mask and all this stuff, sticking with your mission.
Right.
But he is letting these people live. You know what I'm saying? Like, that he should, you know, it's not that it's bad to, he's being a good guy when his Cree and everything else says that he shouldn't. He's being picky and choosy.
Yeah, well, it's almost like his beliefs, or his, in this case, his religion is being tested. And maybe there is a point where he's like, okay, maybe this is too much. I don't know. Do you think at some point he will take his mask off?
If it keeps going this way, yeah, because Boba Fett, they showed Boba Fett. We know it's Boba Fett because he is the main clone.
Yep.
We see the Sarlacc has had him, so it's Boba Fett. So I think that's where this is going. Is he, no matter what happens, he is going to run across Boba Fett or somebody else, and realize that you can be a Mandalorian and show your face and still do all this other stuff. Like, you don't have to believe in all this blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
In the same token, like, what about the Jedi? Because the Jedi are the mortal enemies, and the Jedi are definitely are going to be part of this. I mean, he's with a Jedi right now.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. There's always those weird moments. They always show a big creature.
Yep.
This one ate the betrayal of the fish people. I didn't really understand.
Can I ask you a question that, cause I don't know as far as I'm trying to remember, but was there ever a scene in Star Wars that had took place in a boat? Like on
in
water.
A boat on water?
Yeah. Cause if not, this is a first. I can't remember.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't a battle. Like, there may have been something sometime like the Battle of Kashyyyk, when like the troops boarded from, like, after Order 66, they came from the beaches. But there, I don't think there was like a battle that showed that in cinematic form or anything.
Yeah.
That was the weird first time. That was the water world. Well, that was from where the dude with the tentacles, there's actually a Jedi. I can't remember his name. It's not Kit Fisto. It's someone else.
Okay.
But it's his species. So that was the first time we even saw where those guys really come from.
Right. Okay. All right. So maybe that, but I was just like, weird. I was like, I don't know if I remember any time there's ever been like water. The only time I've ever remember seeing water is in the new movie. The latest Star Wars movie.
They weren't on a boat, but, wait, no.
See?
in the first episode, they went in underwater to the Gungans in that ship.
Okay.
They didn't fight underwater. They went to that city that was in a dome, and they weren't on top of the water. So the water really, they swam for a little bit.
They did swim. Okay. All right.
But yeah, I mean, there was water, if that was the main question.
All right.
But nothing like that.
Yeah, that's I've never I've never seen a boat in Star Wars. It's usually it flies. It doesn't
remember boats.
Yeah. I thought everything just flew. Like, even their motorcycles fly. Like, there's
yeah. Touch the ground, you die.
Yeah, right? It's like all lava. I have the high
ground. Everybody should just fly.
I have the high ground. Why not? I'm good with that. So, all right. I think that's good. Unless you want to, anything you want to say about Mandalore? Is there something you were looking forward to? You want to see something? Because you know it better than I do.
I'm still waiting to see the Jedi. I knew that those people were after the blade.
Yeah.
Which was interesting, actually, because this isn't the first time that they've tried to get that blade. The guy knows about the blade, and for some reason, the crew is down enough to kill themselves. Well, the main commander of whatever will kill themselves instead of revealing who has the saber.
Right.
That's odd. It's an odd story to me because that's like kind of hasn't happened. Like, it's very weird. They're after the saber. That guy is after the child. And then they're all going to the Jedi. Yeah.
Crazy.
Test your metal.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Like, the episode's good. I can't wait till the next one. So, what do you got? Five more, right? I mean, I think it's like eight per season, so. Ooh, we'll see. So, all right. Anything else you want to talk about as far as movies?
No.
All right. We can wrap it up then. Thank you, everyone that sat and listened to us speak this today. We really do appreciate a big, big, giant shout out to Tom Jenkins. He is the leader, if you will, of the Cleveland Gaming Classic. Which happens this weekend. So please, everyone, if you are into gaming, this is definitely an event that you guys need to check out. Go to gamecleveland.com. All the information's there. The event happens this weekend, the 21st and the 22nd. You can donate all proceeds, every one of them. All proceeds go directly benefit the United Cerebral Palsy of Greater Cleveland. It's a great cause. What do you say? $2,200 worth of giveaways And on top of that, that includes an Arcade 1-Up cabinet. So please go there and give. And anything you give will enter you for a chance to win that cabinet. So that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So please go to that. That's this weekend. Like I said, gamecleveland.com. Yes. So, okay. I think we can probably end it right there. So, next week we'll have episode 4 of The Fandalorian, and we'll talk all about that. And, hopefully we'll talk about what happened this coming weekend. So, please look for us. We will be there on Saturday during the event, 5:00 on their stream. We'll be giving you guys a panel of our own. So we really, we want you guys to join us as well. So, Brucey B, take us out.
Goodbye. Have a nice day. Peace.
See ya.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On PressBox Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on PressBox Access.